Hey everybody, this is Eric Freeman Sims, paranormal researcher, investigator, and host of the Unseen Paranormal Podcast. You are listening to Ghost in the Valley Podcast.
Ghost in the Valley Podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley. Today I have an all-woman paranormal team called TAT, T-A-T, Angel, Tammy, Amanda, and Tara. These four ladies go places that I know most men wouldn't go. They've battled bats and all these creepy crawly things in basements and attics. I'll be right back with my conversation with the women from T-A-T right after these messages.
Hey everyone, Eric here. I am the host of the Unseen Paranormal Podcast. Join me for a new episode every Wednesday as I delve into the unseen world with historians, authors, researchers, and investigators as we try to understand and make sense of the paranormal. You can listen to past and future episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or at unseenparanormalpodcast.com. Please like the show on Facebook and share with your friends. And remember, some of the scariest things are unseen.
Okay, today I'm speaking with an all-woman paranormal team from my state of Ohio. They call themselves TAT, T-A-T, Angel, Amanda, Tammy, and Tara. Welcome back to the show, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I think last time you were on was on my Halloween special. You were on the tail end of a haunted house story I did with Mike and Rachel in Delroy, Ohio. So let's open up with that. Rachel gave me a call, and she wanted me to contact Mike because activity has picked up tremendously in the house. There's really not much I can do to go out there. I think what they need really is a psychic, more somebody to kind of communicate that way, because I think the spirit boxes are just going to pick up. They may pick up some of the questions you ask, but I think they're dealing with more of an evil entity in that house. I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
We just went out there this past Sunday, and we feel the same thing. Because there was something upstairs on the second floor, in the closet. I don't know what it is. I don't feel it's a demon, but I feel it's a bad spirit.
Yeah, I call it a bad entity or bad spirit. Yeah, because you know that's where I felt it. That's where I seen the shadow figure behind Mike was upstairs. Also, I think she was saying the doorbell was ringing at night, or the phone was ringing, and just more things happening. And nobody's there.
Well, she called me. And when she called me, she said that her cell phone was going off, was vibrating. Mm-hmm. And it vibrated. Like, she told him that if you wanted to communicate, to have the phone vibrate three times, and it did. Now, this time when we were out there, we didn't get to go through all of our stuff yet. But what we seen just being out there, we had three come through.
It was two different people than last time.
Yeah.
How many you think was you contact? I knew I felt more than one spirit.
This time when we were out there, there had to be at least five.
There's a couple of kids too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew there was a little girl.
Little girl came through. Little girl comes through every time we go out there.
Uh-huh. And then there's an older woman.
She was gone.
She's gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, she's not there no more. The evil entity, I guess that's what you want to call it, was there. And Rachel and Mike had gotten a Harley Davidson from a friend. They bought it off of somebody that he passed away, and he came through. And then Rachel got Christmas ornaments from her roommate that had passed away. A friend gave her a box of ornaments, and he came through.
You think that, you know, because the house was moved from the bottom of the hill up mm-hmm. towards where it sits now. You know, because there's either one or two things happening. Either there was spirits in the house before the house was moved, which over what, almost 200 years ago, or right. It was placed on Indian burial grounds, which is yes. which was my thought, because he had dug up Indian artifacts out of his garden. And plus seeing that Indian type running spirit down along his edge of his wood line, I would say more of a slash Indian slash skinwalker type of thing.
Well, this time when we went out there and we were talking to Mike, I found out exactly where the house was located. And we had did another house on the street where the house originally was at.
Oh, really?
We did a house there probably. He was on that one with us. Yeah, it's probably been about
two or three
years ago.
Mike's house that got moved had to be maybe a couple houses, would have been a couple houses beside the one we were at.
And it was very active, too.
I didn't go to that one.
So maybe that whole area is like some type of burial ground.
Well, he said he thought that he might have heard the other house, not his house, but the other house. There was a garage built over some
grave sites.
Now, did all four of you go out, or was just a couple of you? Or
Tara didn't go with us.
Mm-hmm.
It was just us three girls.
I mean, what did you pick up different this time than the last time you went last year? I mean, yeah, you said there was difference. The old lady's gone now.
Yeah, no, the old lady's not there no more.
You got a couple new spirits.
Yeah, we got the guy that owns the Harley Davidson. He came through. He actually came through and was talking to Rachel and Mike over our, what do you want to call it, hope box.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel's friend that had passed away that she got the Christmas ornaments from. I had somebody come through me and I was describing these Christmas ornaments that he wanted her to get out. She went and got them. She had them because there was two ornaments that he wanted out all the time. He wanted them left out all year round. He didn't
really?
Them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What kind of equipment did you take with you?
We used our
several EMF detectors.
So you used a jump rope.
We have a jump rope that we use and a music box.
The little girl likes the music box.
Oh, yeah, like some trigger items for the little girl.
Oh, she loves the music box. She played the music box a couple of times for us.
Mm-hmm.
We have a jump rope that lights up and our spirit box that we use. We had things come through on it.
Did you feel like the energy was really high in that house?
The energy was way different this time when we were there. Way different.
Wow, what do you mean?
It was way stronger for some reason. And I don't.
More intense.
As soon as
you feel it. When
yeah.
You walk in the house.
As soon as we walked in the house, we all felt it.
Yeah, I know when I was in there, the energy was really intense. I mean, you know that the glass cover you put on your cell phone to protect your screen?
Yes.
You know, it cracked mine like in four even sections on my phone. That never happened to me before. Ever.
Angel's phone kept getting turned off. Mine froze a couple times.
Charge battery.
Oh, yeah. I had 100%. And by the time I think we were only there maybe 20 minutes, I looked at my phone and I was down to 45%.
Mine was too, you know. That's why I was going to do the interview in the house when I went there to do the interview for the Halloween special. But I decided to go out on the front porch because the energy was just way, and there was a humming, some type of humming that was coming across my audio. A really loud hum.
Get that on mine too.
But I didn't have that. You know, when I was standing, I didn't hear it that prevalent. But you know, but playing it back, it was really prevalent on my audio equipment.
Yeah, they definitely have a lot going on at their place. They found an egg in the basement.
What kind of egg?
We don't know.
Like a porcelain egg?
No, it was a real egg. It was a real
egg you eat.
Yeah, it would have been a chicken, like a
goose egg or something.
Yeah, but this is the thing. There's no way for anything to get underneath their house where the egg was at because it's all brick and it's all sealed. They have one little pinhole.
Maybe an inch.
Not even that.
Yeah. A snake egg.
No, it's not. We broke it open.
Whoa.
Then I thought it was a snake egg. And mm-hmm. Rachel's sister raises snakes and she said, no, it's not a snake egg. It's definitely a chicken egg. It was a chicken egg at one time. But we have no idea how this egg got in the house. The only thing that I can figure out is when they moved the house there, that egg could have been there and it just rolled down the ground because it's all dirt underneath there.
Yeah, see, I didn't go down to the basement when I was there. I was just curious if there's like maybe a different passageway into that basement, you know, like a underground entrance or storm door or something.
It's the old storm door outside.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that you have to open up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the kind of door that they have.
I call it Dorothy door.
yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how we get to, that's the only way you can get to the cellar. You can't get to the cellar through the house at all.
So I don't think you told me that when I was there. I forgot.
When we were upstairs, the closet that I kept feeling the entity was very strong in. Mike proceeds to tell me that there's a door in that closet that has been sealed.
Okay.
We have no idea what's on the other side of that door.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking there's something else that's going on there.
Oh, yeah. And then Mike found a notebook, which I'm going to say the notebook was probably from...
It is old.
It had to be from the 70s, just the way the notebook was. This is something that I would go to my grandma's when I was a little girl and write on. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It was an old, old notebook.
That brown paper.
It had contact. It was wrapped up in contact paper, and it was put into a... It looked like a plastic, like a real heavy plastic box. And we opened it up, but there was nothing on the notebook. There was nothing written in the notebook. So we don't understand what the purpose of that was. I have no idea why they wrapped this up in contact paper.
It was shoved up.
In the rafters.
Yeah, of the basement.
Yeah.
So you found the notebook plus the egg.
Mike and Rachel found it, and they showed us when we got there.
Because there was a family lived there before they moved in, you know, because they were taking care of that elderly person.
Yeah, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you don't know anything written on that notebook or that paper?
No, there was nothing. There was nothing written on it. Like, you know how when you write on paper and sometimes it'll print over to the next sheet mm-hmm. and you can
see it bleed.
Yeah, there was nothing. There was nothing in this notebook written. Nothing.
So nobody got hurt.
Oh, no. No one got hurt. Amanda thought at one point in time I was going to hit her, but.
Why is that?
Well, because something come through and there was that entity and he was mean.
He was.
Yeah. Mike says that there's an evil. I mean, I won't say the word evil, but there was a, like I said, bad spirit there that's causing trouble.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this entity is bad. He's bad. But like I keep telling Amanda and Angel when we were out there, I said, I don't feel that it's a demon. It's not a demon. It's just it's a bad spirit. It's just a bad spirit. I mean, bad spirit. No, the little girl scared to death of him.
I was going to say that, you know, because you had the little girl there as the younger spirit, and then you got the ornery one, you know. So I'm thinking, you know, because I had mentioned to Mike about maybe if he wanted to try to remove that spirit or like using sage or open the windows and, you know, going through that process. At that time, he didn't want to have the spirits to leave because it was part of the history of the house.
Yeah, he didn't want the little girl to go anywhere.
Right, but I think the other one should go.
Oh, yeah, and I told Mike I could go in there and do it.
I told him the same thing, you know, get rid of that, the other one, you know.
Yeah, he don't want me to go in there and sage or nothing. And I said, Mike, you just got to know what you're doing with it. You just can't go in and just burn sage and think everything is going to be fine and dandy because it's not.
Right.
Well, I feel like Mike might be a little sensitive himself. Yeah. So yeah. I feel like
he got really emotional.
Mm-hmm. He's feeling and sensing some more things than maybe even Rachel is.
Oh, yeah. Because I know when I grew up in my haunted house, you know, that, you know, you do get connected with, you know, a couple of spirits. And I tell you what, I was scared to death when I moved into the house. But when we moved out 4 or 5 years later, I was like, I was wanting to cry because it was you're leaving like part of the family. Yeah, I'm glad nobody was hurt or, you know, last time I think you said somebody had a bad headache.
Yeah, I got one. Mike got one.
I got one.
Angel had to go outside too. I mean, we had to go outside. It was nothing that we couldn't handle, but mm-hmm. like I told Mike.
Your attention now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It definitely got our attention.
Oh, yeah. It'll grab your attention, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it did.
So what have you done? I mean, we've talked in before October of last year, you were, like I said, you were in the second part of my Halloween special. You had something planned about it. I think it was a school you were going to go to.
Yeah. What was the name of it?
Oh, Grafton School.
That was September.
Mm. Oh, yeah. We also found it was a funeral home. It was a funeral home in
Pennsylvania,
PA. It's right on the outskirts of, it's close to Youngstown.
Yeah. Just right on the other side.
It's called Greenville Manor.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Have you? Okay. We got a lot of cool stuff there.
That's active, yeah.
Very active. Until
I'm only like 30 miles from there.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm in up by Youngstown, so.
Yeah, we could have stayed there longer the one time, but a bat decided to chase us out.
Oh, yeah, that was 1 year in the basement. The bat was down there.
This was upstairs.
No, this one, yeah.
You had another one, you had a bat. Didn't you deal with a bat in another house?
Oh, yeah.
That, the other place was the prison.
The prison.
Yeah, but I didn't go the first time around there.
Maybe we should change your name from T-A-T to B-A-T.
Yeah, no, I don't do bats. Mm-mm.
From the last time, you scared the dickens off you downstairs.
We got a lot of stuff at Greenville.
Yeah,
me and Tim don't do bats. We run.
And then the schoolhouse, we got...
crazy stuff at the schoolhouse.
I would never think that a schoolhouse would be that active, and it was. It was insane, the stuff we got at the schoolhouse.
Yeah, it was all Grafton School.
We got a lot of good pictures.
Mm-hmm. That's where we got the picture of...
The teacher.
Remember, whatever it was on their back?
Yep. Down at the end of the hallway. Yeah.
And the one at the top of the gym, the one series I got where the figure that they said shows up, and it showed up, and I got the image of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, that all those pictures are on our Facebook page.
I went there a couple of years ago. Also, the Hillview Manor.
That Hillview was another bat place.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That one had a cemetery out back.
We do a lot of cemeteries.
Oh, yeah. Cemeteries are always active. Of course, you know, where you get spirits, you know, dead people.
Yep. We're going to our favorite place this weekend.
Where's that?
That is in Sutton, West Virginia. It's called the Heyman
House in Sutton, West Virginia.
Heyman. I haven't been there.
We spent a lot of time there.
Oh, man. That's our second home. The lady that owns it is... Oh,
phenomenal.
She is just phenomenal. The first time we went there, we were one of the first people to go in there and investigate when she opened it up, I think. There was us and West Virginia Paranormal. Is that what they were called?
Yeah.
Something like that. But they went in there too. But we were like the first or second group to go in there and investigate. And I can't even tell you how many times we've been there.
We stay there for usually we spend a couple of days there because it's about a 4 or 5 hour trip. But the house is uber clean. It's like a bed and breakfast. Yeah. Like they take, breakfast.
Very, very good care of it. And they're putting it back to its original state. But all the money truly goes back into the home.
The best part about staying there is the kids like to play with your toes.
But it's definitely worth checking out.
Did you spend the night there or just?
Oh, yeah. We stay for a couple of nights.
We spent a whole weekend there, like a Sunday to Tuesday or a Saturday till Monday or... We spend multiple days there.
You find the most activities at night?
Not there.
It can be kind of, it's all hours.
There's
of the
a
day.
Lot.
There's sometimes we're all sitting downstairs, like in the morning. We'll get up in the morning, and of course, none of us are functioning yet because we have been up all night, but we'll get up in the morning and they'll start as soon as we get up.
But I'm finding now that a lot of places we go to, like if we'll stay, like there's activity in the morning during daylight hours. We're finding that, you know, I don't know if it's just because we're honing in on our craft now or whatever, but it just seems like for us, it used to be just strictly nighttime. Yeah. But now I think the more we've done this, we've kind of appreciated like any time of the day is possible. Because that hospital we were at, which wasn't the greatest, but we got most of it during the day while we got drained.
Did we tell you about the hospital trip that we took?
I can't remember which one was that.
What was the name of the hospital? Hospital on College Hill. It's in
West Virginia.
Yeah, you know, I plan on going to West Virginia this summer to Point Pleasant for the Mothman.
Oh my gosh. Festival. My niece wanted to go to that and we couldn't go.
One thing I've talked about you on the show is Mothman. So I told my wife, we're going to go down there. I don't think she's too thrilled about it, but, I want to check that out. Maybe I'll in West Virginia, I'll check out that the Hammond House.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's well worth it.
And you got to call ahead because she books really fast now.
The best time to go is during the week.
Yeah.
Spirits pick who they want to talk to too on your team right. Or who they connect with.
Well, they honestly, the spirits there, I swear they know us because
we've been there so much.
We can go in there and
we always get something. We're never disappointed.
Yeah, we have never left there without something going on. Mm-hmm. And it's always something different. And she's got a porthole for sure. Because there's been spirits that come through that have been like, what am I doing here?
The hippie.
Yeah, we had a hippie come through one time. We had a guy was in a car accident.
Yeah.
We've got multiple people.
You know, and everybody thinks that the spirits that come through in certain locations are spirits that are from that location. And that's not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there's a porthole, you're going to get all kinds coming through.
A fire alarm going off in the house at Hayman. We walked up the stairs and the fire alarm goes off.
I always said, too, you know, if another team was in there and left the portal open.
She's had teams, I don't know about recently, but she's had teams go in there and do some stupid stuff. Yeah, like you said,
not respect of property.
Yeah.
Amateur people out there, you know, getting, you know, they go on YouTube and they buy themselves a piece of equipment. They call themselves a paranormal investigator. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
They trash the places up and they have no respect.
Right. Have you ever been to the Mansfield Reformatory?
That was Amanda and I's very first time ever doing it. So
that's where we went. I took them there.
After that, that's where we started.
Yeah. That's where we kind of locked onto it and kind of just rode the train on.
But I'll be honest with you. Now, my personal opinion, I don't know about the girls. I think Moundsville Penitentiary is more active than Mansfield.
Well, I think looking back now, because we weren't experienced enough to know
what the hell we
were
doing.
Right. You know, we're with our cell phones. And
We had
miner hats, flashlights on. You know, we had no idea what the hell we were doing. Inexperienced, you know, but it was the thrill. We got these Groupons and thought, I'm not invited to put people. And my sister's like, yeah, we'll go. And, you know, but watching the other people there and the other teams.
We had enough experience happen there that it kept us.
It caught our attention. And pulled us in to want to have the desire to keep doing it.
What was the first place that you guys took me and I got hooked?
The Gill House.
Yes, I was hooked.
The Gill House?
Yes.
Well, we won't talk about that place.
Oh, okay.
That's the first place I went and I was hooked.
And it was an active place. We just really invested a lot of time.
A lot of time.
And, you know, everybody has their limitations. Because the Gill House was one of our favorite spots.
It was
a nice place to go and investigate. Well, again, that was some place too where we usually got some.
Brownella.
That was a nice one. That has to do with
that. That was a funeral home, wasn't it?
What was that?
Brownella Cottage. It's in Galleon as well. But the guide there is a great guy, knows his stuff. It's a home built.
It was a mansion.
Right. It was a higher society owned home. Yeah. And then also with that, it's
church.
You also get to go into the church that's like the block over, which was really interesting too. There's a lot of activity there. But yeah, that was also a nice place.
So you walk down this hallway.
The one place that we first started going to also in Ohio was Prospect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've been there.
And we haven't been there for a
couple years.
Mm-hmm. And from what we understand, it got taken over by the
Historical Society, took it over.
So they opened up a lot more to it and stuff, and they cleaned it up because whenever we went out there, it was pretty
run down.
It was run down and it was rough.
Fenway, Ohio.
Yeah.
That's another one. Yeah. We got a lot of stuff there too.
Yeah, there's so many places in Ohio. You know, I'm getting even calls now, even from Bigfoot sightings and camping grounds. You know, you think out west or something, but it's just right here in our own state, you know.
We've been to almost everything that we could possibly go to in Ohio. I mean, we haven't been up north. The big one that everybody keeps hitting me up and telling me, they go, you need to take your girls to the Franklin Castle.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
See, now, is that in a bad neighborhood?
It's also in a bad neighborhood, yeah.
That's the reason why.
It makes me nervous. I'm going to come back out and make sure my tires are on my car.
Yeah. I don't worry about us because we can pretty much take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm just worried about if I'm going to come out on four, my tires are going to be off my car.
Them like you know, it doesn't matter if it's night or day. Sometimes you get more activity. It doesn't matter what time of day.
Right, exactly.
So do you do residential homes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We haven't had too many this year.
I know you did Mike and Rachel's house, but I mean, if you got a call, is there a fee you charge, or how do you go about that?
No, we don't charge to go into the homes.
I know Tam is a psychic medium.
She won't claim that, but yes, she is.
She's more sensitive.
Yeah, and I know just from a few that I've had on my show, the ones I've contacted so far, they want some type of compensation for going places. You know, they want paid to get there. You know,
we shouldn't be charging anybody because we don't know what we're getting. We have no idea what we're going to run into. Or
yeah, I can go in your house and not get a thing. You know, nothing can happen.
We can't guarantee
exactly.
There's something there you want gone that we can get gone. I mean, there's no guarantees with any of that. So
and we don't. Unfortunately, I wish we could make big bucks off of doing what we do, but we don't. So why would I go and charge somebody when I don't even know what I'm going to walk into?
Right. You know, my wife and I went on a alligator airboat in Florida and Everglades a couple of years ago. And the tour guide told us, you know, you're paying $50 a ticket to go on this airboat. You know, it's like, you may not see nothing, you know.
Right.
But and I think the same thing with ghost hunting. You know, sometimes you don't get nothing.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's about putting, if it's a residential, like putting the homeowner's mind at ease and assuring them, you know,
they're not crazy.
They're not crazy. And that, you know, if they need assistance and whatever, you know, we're not out to do that to make a buck, because a lot of our residential and local, it's all word of mouth. You know, we've done a home, someone else passed along, hey, I hear you do this. We're going to be willing to do whatever to help somebody out. And again, for us, it's a free, no charge investigation for the day for us. So right. It's a win-win for everybody. Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay. So, right. You know, we get to find out new information, and that leads us to another person to maybe, because a lot of being rural area. So we go to a farmhouse. Well, then this neighbor's farm is so, you know, so it's just, we're just kind of like getting the kind of like right. Just the grid of the area and find out, you know, history about the land, the property. So it's, you know, it's kind of right. The people, it's a thrill for us just to kind of get that information, just kind of learn more about, you know, where we're at, where we're our location.
I'm going to take a short break. I'll be right back with the rest of my conversation with the women from the TAT team, T-A-T.
This is Weird on the Rocks, a podcast that explores the weird, unusual, strange, and unexplained, all while getting our drink on. Join me every other Monday as I share a different cocktail and discuss true crime, paranormal stories, unexplained phenomena, conspiracy theories, and much more. Find Weird on the Rocks on social media, the website weirdontherocks.weebly.com, and listen on all of your favorite podcast apps. And don't forget to cheers and stay weird.
Welcome back, ladies.
Hello.
We were talking about, you know, going to these hospitals, you go to cemeteries. Any certain cemetery you've been to that you find most active?
There's one out by Atwood Lake. That's a lake down by us.
Mm-hmm.
Real active.
I heard about that one.
And I cannot think of the name of it. Hold on. The girls are looking it up.
Keep talking, Mom.
What's that one up there by City Valley?
Oh, yeah. No, that's
where they were counting, where the kids were counting.
Yeah, we went to one. This one was like in the woods, basically. And the one time we went out there, me and Amanda went out there, we had picked up two little kids playing hide and go seek. You could hear one of them saying, I'm going to go hide. And then you heard the other one counting. We got it on our spirit box.
I think it's on our Facebook page. Probably.
Yeah, all of them's on our Facebook page. Everything's on our Facebook page. I always put pictures on there. Anywhere that we go.
Well, as long as we're permitted to.
Yeah.
There's some residentials, they request that we don't post.
No,
and we keep it private. It's at their discretion.
That's what I did with Mike and Rachel. I don't put their address or anything out there. Even I told them that I promised them that on the podcast, on the episode we did, because, you know, you get a lot of crazy people that want to bombard that area and either disface the headstones at a cemetery or even pull up in the driveway at these people's homes, you know, that are private.
Yeah, we don't put on there unless they give us permission to. But we even ask whenever we go on our regular hunts, you know, if we're allowed to put stuff on our tick, because we do TikTok too. We can put it on our TikTok page and on our Facebook page.
Yeah, you had mentioned the Atwood Lake Cemetery. That's where I just got a story for a Bigfoot sighting.
Yeah, because we were just talking about that not too long ago.
Yeah, and I was going to go down there and check that area out because I haven't been down there yet.
Yeah, it's worth taking a look at. And then, what is it? Salt Fork.
Oh, Salt Fork. Notorious.
Notorious for Bigfoot.
You stay mainly in Ohio in your investigations?
Actually, we've been to New York. We've done a lot in West Virginia, Pennsylvania. Yeah. There's a lot in Indiana and Illinois. We haven't got all the way to Illinois yet, but Indiana, there's tons too.
I mean, it's amazing how many spots are almost in every state, you know?
And our issue is, I think we've discussed it before, is Tammy won't get on a plane. So to travel across multiple states, we need to have to take a camper to go or knock her out.
Girls' road trip.
Well, that's one of the plans. If any of us have money, we're going to get a TAT mobile RV camper.
That's right. Yes.
And that's all we're going to do, go cross country.
I give you credit, man. You go into places that probably some most men wouldn't go into, you know.
Well, and like, we'll find places just in driving, you know, we'll stop and talk to the owners and say, hey, do you mind if we come back and do an investigation? So, I mean, when we're out and about, a lot of us are together, you know, just going to the store, you know, taking a drive or whatever, and we'll find something and be like,
I took, when you guys left me, Was that at Moundsville or was that at, yeah, it was at Moundsville.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So the girls, they're still new at it. We went to Moundsville prison. We're up on the psych floor. And I would always tell the girls, if you feel that you go somewhere and you have a bad feeling about something or something just doesn't feel right, I said, we leave as a team. We walk out of that area as a team. So, and another thing I told them, and I said, if you start hearing things, don't run. Stay with me. Don't run. Listen out. Because it could be, I mean, especially if you're in an old building, an old house, it could be the house is creaking. It could be anything.
Okay.
We're going to put a disclaimer on that.
Okay. This is only our second investigation.
Oh, here we go, Al. Here we go.
Second investigation.
Okay. I'm okay if I hear things in front of me. I'm okay if I hear things behind me. I'm okay if I hear something beside me. But I have a problem when I hear things at the same time all around me. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I can't get out. So you know what I did, Al? I ran really fast.
I was going to say, run until you can't see you.
Okay. So we're in the psych ward. It's dark. Them two have the lights. I have no lights. They leave me in the dark.
We kind of told you we were good. Right, we were freaking out a little bit, and then we were going.
All I saw was these lights hitting the ceilings, hitting the walls as they're running down the hallway. I'm stuck in the dark. Well, as I'm standing there in the dark, I started hearing doors slam, and I knew it wasn't the girls because I watched the girls run in front of me. Uh-huh. And I'm going, great. I'm just going to stand here and let them take me because I can't see where I'm going.
Then you got to worry about not falling down the steps.
We got to the end of the hallway and there were steps. Well, we weren't going to run down the steps. No. We totally leave Tam.
So we stopped at the end of the exit so we could see.
By the door.
And then we're seeing. So I don't know if you've been there, but the lights have grids on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like cages to cover the light bulbs. We're standing there waiting, kind of freaked out a little bit, and the grid just drops. And I'm like, I'm out. I ain't come back. I refuse to go back in there, Al. That was like my first, like, oh my God, this is some real serious. This is really
serious shit.
Yeah, this happens. Yeah. This is a real deal.
So we go out of the building. I let the girls collect their thoughts. And I looked at them both and I said, we have to go back in there. And of course, they're both like, there ain't no way. And I said, listen to me. There's something going on in that floor. We have to go in there and see what's going on. Well, Tara is like, there's no way in hell I'm going back in that building.
I went back.
And Amanda goes, you know what?
Stuck to her side, but
Amanda goes, I'm going to go back. And I looked right at her and I said, you go back. You better not run on me again. She goes, I won't. But she was glued to my hip. She didn't leave my side.
Hey, at least I went back.
Yes, oh, you did. Yeah, I give you credit, man.
But now the difference is, as far as much as we've grown now, Al, we're running to it.
Yeah.
We're going to find it.
Yeah,
we're going in the direction that.
Angel doesn't pair pants anymore. Yeah.
I'm getting better.
I was going to say, maybe you might want to take a change of clothes, you know.
Angel used to have to.
I'm better than I was.
Now there's a funeral home.
Oh no!
That me and Tara, we want to go back to it. And Amanda and
Broadwell Funeral Home. Al, Broadwell Funeral Home.
Broadwell, where's that at?
It was down south.
Yeah.
No.
Up north.
Was it up north? Amanda's going to look it up right now and see what town it is.
Well, me and Amanda are not going down in the basement again. Nope.
We had some bad stuff happen down there, but me and Tara want to go back because.
We were going to sleep in the car.
I don't know why. That's where I see the most activity is in the basement or in the attic.
I don't know. I get activity anywhere. I feel the bad stuff's in the basement. Yeah.
That's what I was getting to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Felicity, Ohio.
Felicity, okay.
Yeah. Tara and I definitely want to go back, but Amanda and Angel.
You guys go ahead.
How about it? We'll sit outside.
Not even going.
You know what? They're going to go. You mark my words, they'll go. They may not go to the basement with us, but they'll go.
Well, and to kind of clarify, kind of explain what happened. So we went to the basement. You know, Tammy is a sensitive. So when Tammy does her readings and stuff out, I don't go with her because being a blood sibling, I tend to block her sometimes. I don't go because of our energies.
Yeah,
so
right.
She does private readings, you know, they just kind of go doing their own thing. And I just skip out on that. So this was like, I don't hone in on the craft. I think we all have a little bit in us, but I don't practice it. I don't, you know, I don't invite it in, whatever. But something happened in the basement where I kind of like shifted in who I was, like something over to, I don't know. I've never had this experience before, but I guess it was getting aggressive to where I wanted to hurt the other two. And that's,
yes, well,
but I guess whatever came, it was a violent entity. So it, there was like two different ones. So Tammy was kind of entranced by it. I went, which I never, like again, I said, have experienced that, which was enough to scare the other two to say, yeah, we ain't doing this again. See, bye, I'm out.
And it must have been bad.
No.
Because I've never seen these. They were, they both were legit scared. I mean, they were scared.
They carry holy water now.
If Angel and I could have got to the top of the stairs, we probably would have locked the other two downstairs.
Yeah.
That's how freaked out we were by them.
That's the only time that's ever happened.
That's ever happened. So I don't know what
trouble thing.
And there wasn't long enough to be able to kind of get a feel. But after that, they refused to go to the basement. So as Tammy says, if we don't go as a team, we ended as a team. We didn't get to investigate anymore.
We'll watch.
So instead of being the TAT, it'll be TAT. It'll be TA.
TT for that day. So, but yeah, but that's only like the only time it's ever experienced like that. So,
I mean, we've had
just some bad juju down,
but we've had wild stuff happen at other places too. That my fear is, and I've always told the girls, is when they channel through me, I'm scared to death I'm going to hurt one of the girls. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest fear. But the girls have gotten so good with watching me and figuring out what's going on with me that Tara can snap me out at instantly.
Almost like a hypnosis where it takes over your body.
There's times when the girls are looking at me and I'll look at them going, what are you looking at? And they're like, here we go. And they pick up on when something's going to happen.
What about the, where was the place that had the bad guy in the bathroom? What was that?
Oh, that was Fairfield. You ever been there?
I have not, no.
I think it's in Lancaster.
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
It's an old poorhouse.
It's cool. That's another good place, too. We got a lot of good stuff there.
The first time we went, we had a really good experience, aside from the bathroom.
Yeah.
But we went back, and the tour guide was the same guy from the first time. He was all excited we were there. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of running somebody through it again. We were walking through as a tour. Fire alarms, he started to tell us, like, oh, I tell these people, other teams, about you guys, because, you know, all this crazy stuff has happened. And all of a sudden, the fire alarms go off in the building. We all had to leave the building.
The fire department
had to come. But I think it was the spirits being like, hey, welcome back.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that show, American Horrors?
American Horrors?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The one on there that they did on American Horrors, it's the carnival episode where they do the carnival scene.
Mm-hmm.
The bus.
Yeah, the buses.
That was on in that movie, these people have in their backyard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, it's the location, original bus.
Yeah, I know it's the location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, you go on our page, we got pictures of it.
I will.
Because I thought that was the coolest thing. Because when I seen that, I'm like, there's no way that can be that bus that I'm thinking it is. And it was.
Wow.
The guy that actually owns the building, that's what he does. He goes and gets this old stuff from these horror flicks.
I think I heard that. Yeah. That's by Lancaster.
Adam Kimball.
Yeah. He picks up, he goes around and picks up artifacts from different movies. And
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was Valor, Madison.
Yeah. He's got like three or four places.
Several places out in Indiana.
Yeah. He owns Madison also here in Ohio.
Have you ever come across anything that was a demon?
No, but I've learned, I think we said before, but I've learned not to read everything and believe everything I read, because we were going to
Cincinnati.
To a church.
Seminary.
And I had read all this stuff on the way up because it was a long trip about demons and this and that. And just, you know, I had myself freaked out. Like, I had my rosary out. I'm saying a couple Hail Marys. You know, I refused to go in. Well, you know, we go there and it wasn't nearly as active. We slept all through the night. I think at night we heard maybe growling.
Tim and I, because the man was asleep.
But I've learned, you know, not to buy into everything I read, not to buy anything the hype. To get the feel when I get there. You know, and to have my own experience.
Our energy.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes it's better to go in with an open mind. Right. Exactly.
We try to avoid stuff like that if we can, but I can't say we've ever had anything really, really super evil to deal with. I mean, we've had bad spirits.
Yeah, angry spirits.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but nothing demonic or anything that's been violent or, you know, is scary.
You know, I look at the ones that I know there's people out there that's all they deal with is demonic stuff. God bless them and more power to them. Because there's no way.
Yeah, there's no way either. I don't touch any of that. You know, I've run across it twice, you know, in 40 some years, but I don't deal with that. I don't even touch it. You know, there's other people that can go in and do that.
I would be more scared of bringing something home.
Yeah.
Bad. Well, I think too, it's always been an agreement that if we would encounter something like that, we're out.
Right.
We're done. We're not.
Yep.
Touching it.
We're not engaging in it. It's
I've had people call me. And of course, the first thing they say is, you're going to think I'm crazy. No, I'm not going to think you're crazy. Tell me what's going on. And the first thing they'll say, I think I have a demon. Okay. What makes you think you have a demon? Mm-hmm. You know, why would you think that you have a demon at your house?
Right.
And then once I get to talking to them, then I'll tell the girls what's going on. And if we think, no,
it's legit or if it's not worth, I mean, we kind of come to a consensus as a team to decide to make the determination because Tammy's real good about getting the information, or Amanda is good about following up and, you know, and just what they're telling us. We're like, yeah, no, this one might be a little crazy.
Remember early on, we went to Cincinnati to an apartment.
Yeah.
I think there was some activity there, but
not as bad as.
Well, it was minimal. I think
the lady maybe had some.
Yeah. She was
mental health issues. Yeah. We've kind of come to screen a little better as far as whose house we go into and what we're doing. Because
like I said,
that was early on too.
Right. And a lot of this, since we've grown and, you know, we've kind of come a little bit more popular, it's a lot of word of mouth. So it's somebody we know that's a legitimate friend of them to where, you know what I mean? And it just kind of snowballs that way. But we get a lot of that word of mouth, and especially locally.
The lounge.
Virginia. So you do get calls for like homes or.
Yeah. I just got one.
That's what we do a lot in the winter, because a lot of the places we go to don't have heat. So, you know, we don't want to be freezing in 20 degree weather. So during the winter months, that's when we do more of our residential privates, you know, some local businesses, some smaller businesses in the area, some homes. That's kind of the time we kind of cut out for in the winter.
What do you have planned coming up?
Usually we have our stuff already booked, okay, but we haven't done it yet.
Oh, you haven't done it?
No, we are, like I said, we're going to Sutton, West Virginia this weekend. Amanda and I found a couple new places, but there's a couple old places we want to go back to, like Greenville Manor. We want to go back there because it's only an hour and a half, if that, from us.
Yeah, and it just depends on the availability, the cost. So if it's too much, then we'll just reroute and hit old places again. And, you know what I mean? Just kind of circle back around and kind of see what they think.
We ain't no rich girls.
Yeah.
No. I mean, because there's a lot of places we'd love to go to, but my God, Al, they want $1,000.
$1,500, yeah.
Some places want $25, and we don't have that kind of money.
And we've been fortunate because we've kind of met up with some other teams that have invited us to go with them to you know, lessen the cost for us.
Yeah.
That, because Waverly's pretty expensive, but we had another team who's kind of followed us. We've got to know, but they invited us to kind of cut down the cost. So we got that opportunity, but you know, we get those up, but they're far and few between.
Yeah.
That's so. What people don't really understand. Like when you go to Waverly or Greenville or Mansfield, none of us free rent the place off for the night, but you know, it's going to cost you.
The thing is with us, we don't mind paying to go somewhere as long as that money is going back into that building.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Because a couple of places we found out over the years that the money didn't go back into the building. It went into their pockets. And once we found that out, we were like, well, we're not going back there then.
Right.
But overall, I think we've had majority of great experiences.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they're, you know, you have those. You're going to hit them once in a while. But overall, I mean, we've had a lot of good times and a lot of paranormal investigation.
We're talking about, we don't know we're going to do it yet. We're talking about going to Tennessee this year because we always plan a big trip every year.
In the summer.
In the summertime, we'll take about a week and we'll go. And we're talking about going down to Tennessee this year.
Yeah, I have a couple of paranormal friends that have run a jail down there. The jail's haunted. I don't know if you heard of it. Scott County Jail.
We looked it up.
I think one of the teams.
Amanda and Dr. Summers, yeah, they both had their own paranormal teams. And they actually bought this jail that they, you know, you can go in there and investigate, you know, for yourself. That's on my list, too. make a trip down there.
It's actually, that place is on our Tennessee list, actually. Yeah.
And then we also, well, we're not going to go. We want to go, but we can't afford it. We want to go to that Brushy Prison?
Brushy Fork.
Down there in Tennessee?
I heard of that. I'm not sure. I have to go back in my notes.
The prison is like in the middle of nothing. I mean, it is literally in the middle of the woods.
And that's what I like the best. I like the ones that, you know,
yes.
I think, you know, everybody's been to Waverly, everybody's been to Mansfield, you know, Greenville, but you know, it's to me, I love these ones that are secluded in the woods or yep. cemeteries that are, you never heard of, that Night of the Living Dead was filmed at, you know, mm-hmm. I love these places like that.
Well, see, that's like a lot of people say to us, well, you girls need to go to New Orleans. Well, why? Everybody's been to New Orleans.
It's called Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary.
Okay.
It's huge, but it's absolutely in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, there's nothing. I think the nearest town's like 10 miles.
At least. I think, yeah. Another cemetery, before I forget, it's in Sherrodsville, which is right down by Delroy. So if you go to Delroy, check out, it's called Mount Zion.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
They have some really old, like, soldier, like, early, uh-huh. like, Civil War, not Civil War, maybe World War II.
Yeah.
Graves, and then... right in the middle of the cemetery is a, what would you call it? Like a monument. Maybe, of like three kids. We just actually learned that the history is that the kids burned up passed away in a fire. But it's a huge plot right in the middle, or monument right in the middle of the cemetery.
What is that? Mount Zion Cemetery?
Yeah, Mount Zion.
Mount cemetery. Zion Cemetery, yeah.
It's off a little dirt road out in the middle of nowhere.
I heard of that. Military, I think of a military cemetery.
Yes, and when you first pull in on the right-hand side, all the military sites are down on the right.
Go on our Facebook page. Tell people go on our Facebook page, and if they can give us ideas of other places to go to, we'd like to know.
We're always.
Or if somebody needs help with a private investigation.
Well, we'll put your link in for your Facebook group on the links below, so they awesome. Can contact you to schedule if their houses, if your house is haunted and you want somebody to come out and look at it and you're close by to these ladies here in Ohio.
We had somebody call us from West Virginia.
Kentucky.
It was Kentucky.
After like 8 hours away.
After this first podcast?
Yeah. And we're like, no, we can't go that far.
Unless you want to pay some traveling expenses.
I said. You want to pay us? We'll come. Well, I don't have money. And I'm like, well, honey, normally we don't charge, but you're going to make me drive almost, I think it was six hours. Was it 8 hours? 8 hours. You know, I can't.
I had a past guest on Bishop Long. He is a Bishop James Long. He is a demon exorcist, you know, and he was an ex-priest. He's still a priest, I think, in the old Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
He travels almost everywhere to do his, he doesn't charge to do these exorcisms, but he does ask for like some type of donation so he can get there, you know.
Right.
Gas prices aren't going down.
Gas prices, places to stay. I mean, yeah, he'll come, but you know, gonna be money out of his pocket, you know, to do that.
Right.
But it's been my pleasure having you on the show, and I'm sure we're gonna talk again on some updates.
Oh, absolutely. Reach out.
Well, thanks a lot for contacting us and wanting to talk to us again.
Once we get our stuff scheduled, we'll reach out to you if you want to join us on a investigation.
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
Do a podcast on one of our investigations. That'd be cool.
Well, that would be cool, yeah.
Even better if you want to go and hunt with us.
I have to check my schedule and see what's going on. And yeah, if it could work something out, that'd be cool.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you, girls.
All right, thanks,
Al. Thanks a lot, Al. You have a great night.
Thank you, Angel, Tammy, Amanda, and Tara, the women from the TAT, all-woman paranormal team. It's always my pleasure talking to these girls. If you could please go to Apple and rate and review Ghost in the Valley podcast, I would really appreciate that. If you have a ghost story to share, UFO, cryptids, anything paranormal, and you'd like to come on the show, you can contact me at cooley54@gmail.com. I'm available on all streaming platforms, and I will see you in 2 weeks with another great episode on Ghost in the Valley podcast.